And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Monday the 19th of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. So let's move on to the next slide. Obviously, Martin Luther King Day today, a US public holiday. That's just basically worth bearing in mind. And let's go to the next slide. Okay, the fallout from the Swiss National Bank's decisions Thursday's continued, spread betting firms owning up to losses and hedge funds blaming the move for what could be a to cover for a variety of losing deals. Credit Suisse will introduce a commission charge on their credit balances of institutional clients and large corporates, though saving accounts will, for now, at least escape the new rules. As the great and good descend on Davos, Oxfam launched an appeal to demand action to narrow the gap between the rich and the poor. They estimate that in 2040, the richest 1% of the world's individuals own 48% of all wealth. It's quite a stunning statistic, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. And it's also another factor that if you look at some of the people at the top of that list, they're usually from the States, and they're usually something to do with
hedge funds
or indeed technology. Yeah.
Okay.